Okay, wow, this is insane. It's 3:20 in the morning, and I am so fired up. I just had to get up. It's Monday morning. This is the day the new movie Sound of Freedom is going to premiere, in a way, premiere here in my hometown, and I'm just so fired up that here I am drinking coffee and not even doing my morning prayer, wanting to make this recording before I forget the rant. I had this post blow up yesterday about the Sound of Freedom, and it's one where I made a really insanely, well, outrageous title. That's probably what made it blow up. I said, "The movie the pedo raping elites don't want you to see," and I put the elites in quote marks. And it's about this movie, which I haven't seen, and I probably went too far by saying that about it. But I've been thinking about these child raping, just evil as unbelievably evil people who make the human trafficking trade pay because, and they hire these thugs and criminals and monsters. Because they feed these monsters, and they have this money because they have money, and they're monsters, and it's not right, and they have the money for monstrous reasons. So it's just this unbridled evil in the world that nobody can really believe. It's so different from normal people, but these people that do this kind of thing are. They're not neurotypical. They don't have normal moral sensibilities. They're just freaking crazy. And we see now what it's like to have them in charge of the world because they're the same people that are wrecking our neighborhoods. They're the same people that are wrecking our schools. They're the same people that are wrecking our children all the time with the stuff they're poison they're pouring in with the entertainment. They're the same people that are pushing these poison injections on people. The same people that are poisoning the music so that the children, the young people, teenagers have been ever through the generations, the music has been getting more and more and more promoting degeneracy. They're the same people that are pushing the opioids and the fentanyl and the heroines and these drugs to wreck people. I mean, it's all coming from this like throbbing evil that seems to possess this growing minority of the country. It's the same people that brought that abomination calling itself the Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services, who's saying, let's make it a Pride summer, and saying, it's an admiral, and it used to be a man, Richard Levine, but now it's a woman, Rachel Levine, and of course she needs to go in the little girl's bathroom and interfere with the little girl's normal experience of life. And all this evil is connected. It's connected, and a huge number of the people pushing this say they're from a particular religion that says it has like a mission from God to change the world, and that they're at the forefront of this. And meanwhile, not everyone in that religion, it's like they're hiding in that, but there's so much going on here. I just needed to rant. I don't know what to do about it, but it occurred to me that maybe this is a chance for outreach, this movie. Maybe there's a way we can get in touch with the people who are coming out of the theater and saw this and somehow help them form networks, because the decent, sane people need to organize. We need to find a way, because the evil people are organized. They're organized as expletive. They are organized as expletive, and they mean think of how organized they have to be to run these child trafficking rings and to run this they and to run the money system, you know, to have gotten control of the money system and use that to fuel all the rest of this. It just has me my blood boiling and realizing that because anyway, I'm realizing how we need to organize locally. Or not just locally, but locally and larger. But all these networks have control of the internet communications largely. They have such control that who knows? I'm making this recording at whatever 3:30 in the morning here, in what I think is a private place, but they could have microphones. They have microphones in a lot of places, and I wouldn't be surprised if they're, well, of course, the microphone is on my phone, which they control the companies that make the phones. So we don't know that we can trust these phones. Anyway, need to, there, what I realized, because I mentioned it yesterday at a little grocery store, a little Mexican market, mostly Mexican market near me. Looking at that, the lady checking me out, I thought, oh, she had time. I'll go back and mention to her in our chit chat that that movie's premiering and I'm excited about it. And I told her about how it's coming out and it's just for 4 days here in our town and it'll be, and it was about child, fighting against child trafficking that was coming from Colombia. And I thought, well, Colombia, yes, because she and her people here are, maybe they're from Colombia, but probably they're Mexico, and Mexico and Colombia don't feel like they're the same, of course, but they also feel a kinship, like I feel a kinship with other parts of the Midwest, even though my native Wisconsin and Minnesota were rivals. Now that we're in California, I feel a kinship with Minnesotans, former Minnesotans. Even though we're rivals far away, we feel more like allies when we're in a foreign place, and maybe they do too here in America. Anyway, I thought, yes, even this could be a cause that the good Latinos, as we call them, could, or they call themselves, whatever. I don't want to speak for their group, but it could be a thing where the good moral people of all the different ethnicities that the same pedo raping so-called elites are wanting to put together in our country to make us unable to organize, unable to come together because we'll speak different languages and we'll have different religions and we'll have animosities and we won't be able to come together against the real psychopaths. I mean, what we need is a we need the decent people to somehow organize to get these psychopaths' hands off the steering wheels of our culture and off the levers of power. We need a sane, we need sane people in charge, not insane people. And I don't know where to go with it. I mean, some would say this whole child sacrifice and murder and all of that is and connected with the worship of money and all of this. Some, like E. Michael Jones, would say it's Moloch worshiping. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe I know there's this story that this stuff goes way back, and maybe it is just modern day Moloch worshippers. Maybe there really are demons. Maybe there's no, maybe the atheists are right, and where there's no God, and we're just dealing with psychopathy, with people here who have no empathy and no just a crazy idea of their own importance and willing and have no, like, essentially heartless, that they're just willing to inflict pain on others. But these people are beyond that willing to. It's like they like to. They can't stand to see anyone happy anywhere. That's what I'm seeing more and more. They just get off on wrecking the happy ways of living that normal, healthy people create. So I don't know the answer, but I just see a huge opportunity here for organizing locally around the people who physically go to see this movie is one way we can, if we had handouts, if we had flyers, if we had something, some way to help them form local networks of other people who care, maybe we could start to organize to organize the same people so that, because the insane people, they're very well organized and they have taken over the institutions that we used to have are all becoming just like wolves in sheep's clothing. They've become skin suits. They've infiltrated the governments and the churches and the education, and we saw with the COVIDian madness, they've infiltrated the medicine to where all the institutions we thought we could trust are instead following the dictates, often unwittingly. I mean, there's still lots of good people in the institutions, but they're leadership structures are captured by these networks. And these networks, I'm not claiming that everyone in those networks is a pedophile. Like our local county functionaries who implemented their so-called public health and closed 3 years. We're coming out, tomorrow's the 3 year anniversary of the 4th of July when the beach was closed. The beach was closed because they didn't want us to be able to meet and talk to one another and be out in the air because it wasn't safe. Now, that was insane. It wasn't unsafe. It was they were they but the but the story they had sold that story into their networks to the point where the beach was closed and you couldn't drive into the parking lot. And if you had somehow gotten on the beach, you might be arrested. We saw people arrested for like riding a paddleboard in the ocean because this was against their crazy laws. So a lot of the people enforcing those crazy laws aren't crazy. They're just following orders. We do have this problem that a lot of the normal people are just designed to, I think God made them to. So to be go along to get along, to assume that the social authorities are worthy of following, not to really question the social authorities. So we let the psychopaths get the levers of power, they exploit that. That's a human weakness, something to exploit. There's only a minority of people like me who question authority. And I think God made us this way too. We're like the immune system against a malignant takeover. And our culture is suffering a malignant takeover for the globally, all at once, on a worldwide scale. I've never before seen in human history, although I can't tell what the real history is, that's another whole problem, these malevolent forces, when they have power, use it to try and obscure the real history of the past times that humanity may have thrown them off. I think arguably there's some kind of cycle or as a writer I like put it yesterday, a spiral, not really a cycle, but a spiral of history going around and around and where waves of things happen and good sometimes can throw off the evil, and then other times the evil can subvert and take over and dominate the good, and these things are happening throughout time, and it's but it's hard for me to really know. I know Caligula has a bad name, and Emperor Nero has a bad name for reasons, you know. Or there are different periods in times that have bad names, and there's a anyway. I don't want to go there right now exactly. I'm just this is kind of a dump of these ideas before I go off to my writing. I like to go write for write in the early morning, but and do my morning prayers. But I wanted to get these ideas into some form while they were fresh in my mind. So I'm excited about this movie. Oh, I'm excited also just calling the post for my little writing platform. It kind of blew up. It blew up, I think, because of the inflammatory title I put on it, which was a lesson. And I was wondering if that title was going to get me in trouble, and it still might. But it got anyway. It went sort of viral, and it makes me think that there is a place for speaking plainly about this, and there is a place. And I'm thinking of like that little woman checking me out of the store at the store. She might know people who in her community that I don't interact with, the people who talk Spanish all the time, but she might know people who would want to see this movie, and it would fire them up. And this could be an issue that could where we could unify, even though they've tried to divide us by wrecking all of our communities, so we don't have homogeneous communities anymore. But even a heterogeneous community might be unifiable around something like stopping the psychopaths who are making life hell for children and for all of us by wrecking all of our neighborhoods. I mean, they're wrecking all of our neighborhoods, all of our countries. They're just, they seem no limit to how depraved they are. And that's a whole nother thing, you know. Is it, I'm not an exorcist. I'm not a, I, you know, I'm not a real student of evil. I've read the Marquis de Sade, and I have that idea of what it's like to be a sadistic psychopath and just to get off, actually get off sexually and kind of in fantasy land, that they get off on the infliction of pain and suffering. It gives them some kind of rush and thrill to see the pain and to vicariously witness the pain they're inflicting in another human being. So I know there are people like that, and it's pretty clear from their policies around the world that those people are there throughout these networks that bring us things like the Ukraine war, that bring us things like rap music. Why did black music take this ugly turn into rap? These people that brought us pornography that went from pin-up girls all the way now to the most disgusting abuse of women being made normalized and now put on phones for children. No, there's the people that brought us those things. The people that bring us these pride parades with men twerking it right in children's faces, and all of that is, it's all connected somehow, and it's all connected somehow. And this stuff they're bringing into the schools with, you know, handbooks for children of how to do horrible intimate acts with one another, these little children. And anyway, it's just so disgusting. And medical journals or whatever, scholarly journals saying they're going to call the vagina a bonus hole. That's from 2020, only recently, was people, did they notice it? But they decided the safe thing to call the vagina is a bonus hole. I mean, these people are in another category. They're not, they aren't the people that are trying to give our children a beautiful life like normal people want. These people are that's why I have to wonder if they're demonically possessed. I mean, the demonic possession looks, or given over to Satanism, Lucifer, you know, that's one, that's the explanation the people, the religious people have, and I see why they have it. I can't say they're wrong, even though the scientist in me can't say for sure they're right. But anyway, something is going on where we have people that are just evil is the word I would use. They're just evil as F, and they have gotten, the power. I think they got the money power really first. I think it's usury is a huge underlying dynamo generator. It's a parasitic mechanism that transfers energy from the good to the evil, and it operates like a ratchet. So it just keeps clicking and sucking the energy out of the productive people and pouring it into the hands of the unproductive evil, who people who seem to be associated with the evil people. And eventually the evil people end up with all the money and all of the power, and they create these hells on earth. And they're doing it now here, and they're doing it worldwide. And we need to organize locally somehow, and maybe this movie would be a way to do that. Especially, it's a chance for in-person organizing. And of course, they're weaponizing it against us, this thing too, because even the promoters of the movie, I mean, this is the dark side view, but I do wear the black hat sometimes to think about what they might be thinking, is they ask people to buy their tickets in advance. And that meant they used their credit cards or debit cards, whatever, their bank cards, to pre-order tickets to this movie to help it succeed. So I know a lot of good people who did that. But now those records are there in the banking system. The banking system is infiltrated and arguably captured by these same evil networks. So they created lists for the bad people to know who those good people were. So they got the list. They know who to target. But we don't know. We, the good people, don't know how to find one another and connect with one another and organize. So our problem is that we outnumber them, but they are organized in this war to the sadistic networks against us, and we're not even organized. We're just, in fact, we're letting them play the role of livestock farmer over us. We're being treated like livestock by them to be used as things, as in the case of this child rape and torture and organ harvesting and all that. That's at that extreme, you know, they're obviously using us. But even at the smaller extremes of nudging us with their propaganda, they are taking the role of livestock farmer, and we're taking the role of livestock. And we can't, if we don't do something about that while we still have enough intelligence relative to them and enough strength, then in their dream world, they'll prevent us from ever being able to do that, because they will dumb us down even further to where we are too stupid to do anything about them. And if they have their dream world, they'll enhance their intelligence to where their, IQ 300, and they'll bring us down to IQ 75, and then they'll be on top forever. That's the world they dream of, I think, or that I'm afraid. I want us not to let that happen. I want us to turn these tables and take the power away from them, and ideally get them out of our society, put them in prison or put them on trial, or I don't want any. I mean, I would like it to be done in a wholesome way, where we don't just exchange one set of bad people for another. But we make it. We learn from this, and we learn the lessons of the book Political Ponerology, that once we let psychopaths, we can't let psychopaths rule us. We need to screen for them. We need to deny them access to power, because we see what they do with it. So psychopathy needs to be a disqualifying, I don't know if you call it a character trait or cluster of traits or whatever. It means you don't get to hold power over others. And there's probably a lot of other issues here that are beyond what I have considered, and there's a lot to be worked out. And this is where we need bigger minds than mine. But this is what God gave me and woke me up with this morning early, was these little insights into the process, and the fact that we have this opportunity for the next few days at this movie, potentially, to reach people and maybe somehow help do something to construct some local networks. There's my rant. All right. Oh, well, that was wild. So God bless you, and I hope we have a future worth giving, passing on to our descendants.